P-minus 82. Principal point, Solar City, Sanctuary. Huh? Billy asked, taking the word from Tara's lips before she could utter it herself. They both looked at Dan. You really think the Smalls could have come from Earth? Okay, so there's a transcript about the volcano, Dan continued. But what if that's bullshit? What if all these transcripts are there to keep us off the real trail by actively pushing us toward a false scent? What if they're like all the breadcrumbs Walker and Closter left with that damn hoax? But why? Tara asked, calm in her genuine confusion as to what motive Dan thought might lie behind such an elaborate and seemingly unnecessary deception. I don't know, Dan admitted, openly keen to let this be known. That's the point. We hardly know anything here, and I'm trying to bring it all out so we can at least look for answers to the questions we all have. Billy's brow furrowed, but he didn't say anything. Leisha was likewise keeping his thoughts to himself, all the while staring out towards the remarkable statue and distant pyramids that punctuated the surface of Sanctuary. Okay, so here's one on the theme of things we don't know, Tara said. As far as I'm concerned, right now it's the thing we don't know. How and why in the blue hell are they speaking English? Their mouths actually move with the words, so it's not like there's some device projecting their brainwaves in a way we can understand, like some people have always speculated about making on Earth with the messenger's telepathy tech. That's the single biggest thing I don't understand.
I share the feeling, Leisha replied. I am unable to vocalize like the Smalls, and even after a handful of cable-based communications with Dan, neither Sacco nor I could telepathically converse with anything like the acuity we can now. It's as though their speech comes naturally, having been practiced extensively.
I was thinking they might have intercepted some signals from Earth, Dan said, belatedly sharing a thought he'd had a fair while earlier. You know, TV signals or maybe just radio. Maybe they've received and somehow decoded those, which doesn't seem all that implausible given the sophistication of their building technologies and obviously the fact that the same architects who gave the messengers radio-based machines disguised as artificially intelligent elders brought the Smalls here in the first place. That would mean this planet would have to be pretty close to Earth. Billy mused, more than a little excited by another detail Dan had already considered. But if they picked up on video signals, that explains how they could have a statue in our likeness when there's been no previous contact. And think about it. When a signal comes down from the sky above, and when they have no context for what our TV and movies are, they could well think that the messages were from their gods. A smile briefly crossed Tara's lips.
It would be pretty hilarious if that statue was of an actor or something, or maybe like a newsreader from a broadcast they picked up.
Imagine if it was a statue of Richard Walker, Billy chuckled loudly. I mean, I know they said Mother of Sacrifice, so it's obviously not, but it would really have been something crazy if they'd picked up footage of an old speech or a rally or something like that. Oh man, can you even imagine the irony? A group of tiny little aliens, however far away this place is, worshiping the guy who set up a hoax that came true about different aliens. I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face.
You've got some imagination, Tara laughed.
Dan, still concerned, wasn't finding anything funny. Given his existing concerns about some form of experimental deception even greater than the despicable ruse he knew the architects had carried out on New Kerguelen, the last person he needed at the forefront of his mind right now was Richard Goddamn Walker.
If we can rewind a second, though, Tara went on, turning serious again as she prepared to pick up on something else Dan said. That's a good point about the elders. We haven't even asked if these guys have radios or things they think are elders. Maybe the architects have been communicating with them from afar, too.
In English? Dan asked incredulously. But no, I don't.
I didn't mean that, Tara shrugged. But yeah, who knows?
Billy nodded along, intrigued more by the question of there having been any remote communication between the Smalls and the architects than by the language question. See, Dan, these are the kinds of things I can be safely finding out while you're safely at home with Emma and Piper and while Leisha is safely bringing Calm back to New Kerguelen.
This is like when we all split up at the weekend to take care of everything. On New Kerguelen, in Birchwood, at Phil's, at Fiori Frontieri, and even over Antarctica.
I'm not against asking them questions, Billy, Dan said. And don't think I'm not keen to see the front of that statue, because I sure as hell am. What I'm not keen on, and what I am against the idea of, is you staying here alone. More to the point, it's the idea of leaving you here alone. What about no man left behind, like we always say?
It's different when the man wants to stay, Billy countered. Please don't think I don't appreciate your concern, Dan, but you know how I've spent my life. Ancient cultures, alien cultures, this is my calling. I used to spend months analyzing fragments of rock, hoping to make sense of some trivial little thing and maybe get enough academic credit to bring funds for more ambitious digs. Now I'm standing in the presence of an alien statue, and one of my best friends in the world is going to pull me away from it before I get to see the front? You know I will defer to your will, Dan, because at the end of the day, you're in charge. But I know that's not how this plays out. That's not who you are. You know what this means to me, distinct from the utilitarian benefits of my being able to ask the principal and the other Smalls all kinds of important questions, and you're not the kind of guy who's going to stand in the way of that. Are you?
I don't like it, Dan grunted, decidedly unappreciative of what he considered emotional manipulation from a man he did consider among his best friends and one who was normally above such things.
But if you're set, you can stay. You can look for food and water and all the other things you haven't even thought about in this crazed moment you're caught up in. Leisha said he'll come back for you, so it's really all on you two.
If only I could teleport to the viewing point at Split Rock, Leisha lamented, brought back into the conversation by the mention of his name.
But you can't, my friend, Billy said, walking to the alien and placing a gentle hand on his left shoulder as they both looked out at the Mother of Sacrifice.
Anyway, we have to go, Dan said. We left in a hurry and we have to get back in a hurry. If anything is wrong on New Kerguelen with people wanting to close the gate, we have to get back before it tips past the breaking point.
I really don't think there's a huge rush on that, Billy said, but I understand the concern.
Are you forgetting the shit show we left behind on Earth?
Tara said, seeking to remind everyone whose mind it may have slipped.
Godfrey vanished yesterday. Phil just got killed by someone who's done dirty work for Blitz. It seems forever ago, but that stuff just happened, and the fallout is just beginning. The only thing going for us is Piper, since Melly told us there's not as much to worry about as we thought.
The vocal mention of Piper, never far from Dan's mind, reinvigorated his urgency to get home.
We need to leave. And Billy, I don't think I can let you stay here alone. My conscience would never forgive me if they closed the gate on you. I would stay with you if there wasn't a chance that they might close the—
They're absolutely not going to close the gate while we're here, Billy said.
Billy? Dan retorted. The longer we are here, the more likely they are to start thinking we're never going back. They're not going to wait forever.
We've only been gone for what, 3 or 4 hours? The intrepid archaeologist challenged.
And we were supposed to be gone for 3 or 4 minutes, Tara snapped back at him. At most, we were taking the leap to test the gate and show everyone it didn't pose a threat. We weren't supposed to land, meet another race, waste time arguing about how stupid it is for one of us to stay behind. I mean, Billy, have you even thought about how we're supposed to explain that?
We came here to prove it's safe, and we're supposed to do that by going back to New Kerguelen with a crew of 3 instead of the 4 who left?
Billy carefully considered this point, clearly for the first time.
Well, you could always tell the truth.
Impossible, Leisha replied, his words, as ever, making no sound. The humans were entirely used to this, of course, but it did seem slightly odd for all but one of their group to be conversing aloud when the principal had been able to project his English words so easily in their last conversation. Introducing the suggestion of another race will ramp up calls to close the gate immediately. The squadron, whose members retain great influence, as you saw before we left, are a conservative and defensive kind. Given what we know of the way the architects treated us, The prospect of another race living on the other side of the gateway would not be tolerated. If they knew now that we had discovered the Smalls, even if they also knew we were currently engaging in peaceful relations, the gate would quite possibly be destroyed. And that is while we are all known to be here. But Billy, with respect, precious few would offer any resistance to the idea of destroying the gate once Dan, Terra, and I are safely back on the other side. You are well-liked, but not revered in the same way.
Billy turned to Dan. My mind is made up. I want to stay. Tell the rest of the messengers I've stayed behind to gather samples of a habitable new world and to run some tests. The only reason you guys have gone back is to tell them everything is okay, and a crew, even if it's just Leisha, is going to come back for me in a few days. It has to be a few days. That's how long I need to gather the samples and do the tests.
Dan sighed. Billy, you don't want to know what the front of that statue looks like? The archaeologist asked. Human? Alien? Something even more in between than the Smalls? And you don't want me to get answers to all kinds of questions from them? There's no danger here, Dan. The only reason you have to go back so soon really is to tell everyone there's nothing to worry about.
Leisha looked at Dan.
I could send out probes from the mothership to perform tests and gather samples over the next few days, and I would be more than willing to return alone to gather the data and collect Billy. This is an opportunity that will never present itself again, and the risk to anyone but Billy and myself is nil. If he is willing to stay, I am willing to return for him.
Thank you, Billy smiled at the alien. Next, he turned to Dan. Well, boss, what do you say? After several seconds of uncomfortable thought, Dan McCarthy eventually closed his eyes and relented. Fine.